Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, Sag Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
It's time for a different take. This is Hometown Take with Dylan Matthews. Every morning starting at 5, we give you the latest local Atlanta news. Sports news doesn't stop, and we're here to get you caught up on the latest Atlanta sports news and more.
The Hometown Take is on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Now, here's Dylan.
What's going on, everybody? It is your boy Dylan Matthews live in the Kia Studios giving you the Hometown Take. Make sure you follow the radio station at 929 The Game on all social media platforms. Follow myself at _ Dylan Matthews on all social media platforms as well. Good Tuesday morning to you. Hope you are doing well. Shout out to all my overnighters, truck drivers, third shifters. Shout out to all my early morning, late night Uber and Lyft drivers. Shout out to all my early morning, late night limo drivers out there as well. Shout out to all the first responders protecting the city, the county, the state, the country. I appreciate you. Shout out to all my early gym goers getting them good endorphins flowing early this morning. Shout out to all my people already at work or on their way to work. Salute to you. I know the vibes. I'm right here with you. Shout out to all my early morning, late night hospital workers out there working around the clock, making sure that people get the good medicine, treatment, and care that they need. Shout out to all my early morning, late night dentists, dental workers, dental assistants out there, making sure that people keep their pearly whites nice, clean, and shiny this morning. Shout out to all my early morning, late night food industry workers serving up the good nourishment for all my early risers this morning. Shout out to all my early morning, late night vending machine technicians out there, making sure the people can get their snack on early this morning. Shout out to all my early morning, late night bus drivers out there riding around and getting it, making sure the people get from home to work and the kiddos get from home to school in a safe and timely manner. Shout out to all my early morning, late night front and rear load truck drivers. Shout out to all my early morning, late night UPS drivers, UPS workers, FedEx drivers, FedEx workers, Amazon drivers, Amazon workers, and all my early morning, late night airport workers out there as well. Shout out to all my early morning, late night local 728 transportation drivers in the film industry, all my 613 drivers out there, and of course, all my people listening in the bed right now as well. Man, oh man, oh man, was yesterday stressful. And I feel like we said this last week, I'm having a crazy amount of deja vu right now because I feel like I said the same thing to y'all last week about the Braves and their upcoming series with the Mets, because their series with the Mets that was supposed to be a 3-game series that ended up being a 1-game series would have started a week from today, but they finished it out yesterday. And I feel like I was talking about how stressful the Braves games were and how concerned I was about what the Braves are going to be able to do and how the Braves season was on the line. Feel like I was talking about that just last week, because I was. So definitely having a bit of deja vu, because the Braves season was all the way on the line last night. Yesterday, I guess I should say, doubleheader. The Braves had to win one of the two games, and they got it done. The Braves are in the postseason. That is the good news. The bad news is we were stressed yesterday watching, trying to figure out whether or not the Braves were going to make the postseason, because that first game, whoo-wee, that first game was something serious, man. Braves go up 3-0. Spencer Schwellenbach is pitching an absolute gem against the New York Mets again. If you remember in game one, again, It was a week ago from today. Spencer Schwellenbach pitched a gem in game one of what was supposed to be a three-game series against the Mets. It did end up being a three-game series. Just the next two games were spaced out by over a week. But Spencer Schwellenbach yesterday pitches another gem. Has the Braves up 3-0 thanks to him pitching great. Ozzie Albies hits a two-run homer. Ramon Laureano hits a solo shot. And we're feeling good. And I'm like, okay. We get to the top of the eighth inning. And I'm like, all right. I'm feeling like this might not be as stressful as I thought it was going to be. This might be okay. Like, this might be a normal amount of stress for a game that determines whether or not you go to the postseason. But then Spencer Schwellenbach comes out. He gives up a double in the top of the eighth inning to lead off the eighth. And I'm like, all right, that's fine. I was cool with the pitching change there. Was cool because I did not expect the bullpen to wet the bed in game one like they did. But, man, did they wet the bed. The bullpen came out there and stunk it up after Spencer Schwellenbach came out. But Schwellenbach yesterday, just to give you his final stat line, 7 innings pitched, 4 hits, 1 run, and that 1 run was actually given up after he was out of the game, but he gave up that leadoff double, and that runner did end up coming home, so he was responsible for it. So 7 innings pitched, 4 hits, 1 run for Spencer Schwellenbach, no walks, yet again, just absolutely amazing, and 5 strikeouts. Did amazing. Absolutely outstanding. And this guy, Spencer Schwellenbach, man, this dude is legit. He is just absolutely legit. It just seems like no moment is too big for him. It seems like he comes up in every single situation that you need him to. He's just clutch in every single moment that you need him to be clutch. And he just has been exactly what the Braves needed after Spencer Strider goes down. He has stepped right in and helped the Braves not miss a beat, really, when it comes to their pitching rotation. So, can't say enough good things about Spencer Schwellenbach, and he had another good outing yesterday. However, when he came out in the top of the eighth inning, and again, I was okay with him coming out at that point because, again, he had pitched well, gave off the leadoff double, and it seemed like the Mets maybe were finally starting to be able to hit him and understand how he wanted to attack the Mets. So I was cool at that point. Plus, he had pitched 7 innings, man. He was tired. He did his job. It's time for the bullpen to come in and do their job. But they didn't. Joe Jimenez, first guy in. He doesn't even record an out. Gives up 3 hits, 3 runs. Then Rosell Iglesias comes in. So after he gives up 3 hits and 3 runs, the game is tied at that point. Actually, no. The Mets had the lead when he came out because the 1 run got charged to Spencer Schwellenbach. So while Joe Jimenez was in there, 4 runs came across the board. And 1 was Schwellenbach's and the other 3 were his. So it's 4-3. And I'm saying expletives at my apartment and just all the way upset, all the way stressed. And I just can't handle it. And I'm like, get this guy out of here, man. Get Joe Jimenez out of here. And he had been good as of late, but I just was not down for it yesterday. It's like, how are you wetting the bed like this? And how are you folding like this at the most inopportune time? How are you folding like this and having a, how are you saving one of your worst performances of the season for a time like this when we had a 3-0 lead and we win this game, we're in the postseason? How does this happen? So he goes out. Rosell Iglesias comes in. I'm thinking, okay, hopefully Rosell can stop the bleeding. Nope. Absolutely not. He gets 1 out, but in the process, he gives up 2 hits, 2 runs, including a home run. So then he has to come out. And at this point, it's like, oh, my goodness, are you serious? Are you really serious right now? But then Aaron Bummer comes in. He does his job. He does give up a walk, but doesn't give up any hits or runs. He gets the final 2 outs of the eighth. But then the Braves come back. And at this point, it's 6-3. And the Braves come up in the bottom of the eighth, and they come up clutch. Come up absolutely clutch. You get big hits from, I even got to remember who all it was. I know Ozzie obviously came up with the big bases clearing RBI double that gave the Braves the lead again. But they had a big rally even before that. So what happened was we had Eli White get hit by a pitch. He gets on. Ramon Laureano then flies out to right. Travis d'Arnaud gets a single to center. You got runners at the corners then because Eli White, with his speed, goes to third. Gio Urshela grounds out to the pitcher, but it was a productive out because Travis d'Arnaud was able to get to second. Kelnick reaches on an infield single that allows Eli White to score. Travis d'Arnaud gets to third. Kelnick's obviously on first. And then Ozzie Albies. Then Michael Harris walks after that, or Whit Merrifield runs for Kelnick. Merrifield steals second. Michael Harris walks. Bases are loaded. And then Ozzie Albies with a big RBI bases clearing double to left field that made it 7-6. And obviously I'm hype. Been a roller coaster of emotions just in the span of an inning, not even a full inning, but like an inning and two thirds. So the Braves go up 7-6, and then Francisco Lindor homers off of Pierce Johnson and made it 8-7. And the Braves had a chance in the bottom of the ninth, but couldn't do it. And that was just a absolute gut punch because the Braves really salted game one away. They should have won game one. And I'm sure Brian Snicker would have known, because I know I feel this way. If I would have known, the bullpen would have stuck it up. I would have took my chances with Schwellenbach. But obviously, again, it was a good move to get Schwellenbach out of there. But that was just a brutal game to watch after once the eighth inning got going. It was just a roller coaster of emotions. But game two, Mets obviously resting some players. Don't throw their best pitchers. Braves get a clutch hit from Jorge Soler. He leads off with the double in the bottom of the second inning. And then Gio Urshela gets a big RBI single, brings him home. After Laureano was able to get him to third, get Soler to third, Urshela comes up with a big RBI single that put the Braves up 1-0. And we're in game two now, obviously. And then we'll get to the Chris Sale news, obviously, here in just a second. But Braves got on the board. Bottom of the second, it's like, okay, score first. Feel a little better about our chances. And it was the Mets were very aggressive, swinging at first pitches, and Grant Holmes got the start over Chris Sale. Chris Sale coming out because of back spasms, not able to start because of back spasms. And again, we'll touch on that more in the next segment and get into that and how that's going to affect the Braves going into this wild card round starting tonight against the San Diego Padres in San Diego. Yeah, the Braves had to make that four-hour flight yesterday. But Grant Holmes comes in, does a good job. The entire bullpen did a good job as well, as we saw. And again, the Mets were very aggressive swinging at first pitches, trying to get out of there. But, hey, we'll take it. But Deisbel Hernandez did a good job. Dylan Lee was solid. Reynaldo Lopez even came in and pitched a scoreless inning. Joe Jimenez bounced back, pitched a scoreless inning. And Rozel Iglesias bounced back as well and pitched a scoreless inning. And then Marcell Ozuna, he hit a big two RBI single, I believe it was, or two RBI double, and put the Braves up 3-0. So Braves are in. They split it, and they had us stressed out for the entirety of the day. But they split the doubleheader, get into the postseason, and they will play the San Diego Padres tonight, believe it or not. Who's going to start? We don't know. But it's most likely not going to be Chris Sale. How are we feeling about the Braves' chances against the Padres without Chris Sale, most likely? We'll talk about it all next And we'll take your phone calls as well. How are you feeling about the Atlanta Braves? And what's your reaction to yesterday's doubleheader? We can take your calls on the other side as well. 404-726-0929 is the number. 404-726-0929. Braves in the postseason, but it comes at a cost. We'll talk about it next here on the Hometown Take, live in the Kia Studios with your boy Dylan Matthews on a Tuesday morning on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and the Odyssey app.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose.
So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. TNCs apply. In app only.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
Back to your early morning sports fix.
Love it like this. Let's go, let's go.
This is the Hometown Take on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. It is the Hometown Take, live in the Kia Studios with your boy Dylan Matthews here on a Tuesday morning. Hope you all are doing well. Shout out to all my overnighters, truck drivers, third shifters. Shout out to all my early morning, late night Uber and Lyft drivers. Shout out to all my early morning, late night limo drivers out there as well. Shout out to all the first responders protecting the city, the county, the state, the country. I appreciate you. Shout out to all my early gym goers getting them good endorphins flowing early this morning. Shout out to all my people already at work or on their way to work. Salute to you. I know the vibes. I'm right here with you. Shout out to all my early morning, late night hospital workers out there working around the clock, making sure that people get the good medicine, treatment, and care that they need. Shout out to all my early morning, late night dentists, dental workers, dental assistants out there, making sure that people keep their pearly whites nice, clean, and shiny this morning. Shout out to all my early morning, late night food industry workers serving up the good nourishment for all my early risers this morning. Shout out to all my early morning, late night vending machine technicians out there, making sure that people can get their snack on early this morning. Shout out to all my early morning, late night bus drivers out there riding around and getting it, making sure that people get from home to work and the kiddos get from home to school in a safe and timely manner. Shout out to all my early morning, late night UPS drivers, UPS workers, FedEx drivers, FedEx workers. Shout out to all my early morning, late night airport workers out there as well. Amazon workers, Amazon drivers out there too. Shout out to all my early morning, late night local 728 transportation drivers in the film industry, all my front and rear loading truck drivers, my 613 drivers out there as well. And of course, all my people listening in the bed right now as well. 404-726-0929 is the number. 404-726-0929 is the number. How are you feeling about the Braves' chances against the San Diego Padres in the wild card round? Now remember, with this wild card round, the entirety of the round is going to be in San Diego. So it's basically like if the Braves were having a three-game away series against the Padres. That's how it's going to be. It's going to be best two out of three. So the Braves got to win two games in San Diego to make it to the divisional round. And then in the divisional round, obviously, it'll be divisional rounds best of seven, right, I believe. The divisional round, you have best of seven, I think it is. See, actually, divisional round might be best of five. I have a hard time remembering these days. Anywho, Braves, their main focus and their only focus right now is beating the San Diego Padres two times out of three. And that's what the focus is right now. But we got to talk about Chris Sale because he was supposed to go in game two if the Braves lost game one. Well, the Braves lose game one. in very dramatic fashion that we talked about in the first segment. So I'm thinking I'm going to see Chris Sale's name on the lineup graphic on the Braves Twitter when I go to look at it. I go, look through the lineup, okay, regular lineup that it's been for the past few days and that it was in game one, move down to the pitcher. And I see Grant Holmes' name. And I'm like, Grant Holmes? Grant Holmes? At first, I'm thinking, are the Braves just that confident that the Mets are packing it in and not going to try in game two? They feel like Grant Holmes can get the job done in game two? They feel that confident? Okay. But they ain't got to do some more digging. Chris Sale was ruled out of game two due to back spasms. Braves general manager Alex Anthopoulos actually had a press conference right before game two talking about it and said that the back spasms, and this is where we kind of got a little, we got info, two different sets of information, basically. Because Alex Anthopoulos during that press conference said that these back spasms had just happened when he was throwing a session on Sunday. But then when the media talked to Brian Snicker said the back spasms has been a problem that Chris Sale has been dealing with all season. Now, two things can be true. Could Chris Sale have been dealing with the back spasms all season? Yes. Could the latest back spasm flare up, could that have happened on Sunday? Yes. So I'm not saying that either guy is lying. I'm not saying that either guy is trying to deceive or anything like that. It easily could have been a scenario, or like I just explained, it easily could be the fact that he has been dealing with back spasms all year. It has been an on and off thing for him, and the latest flare-up was on Sunday. But whatever the case is, the injury bug, I guess, felt like they needed to give one last freaking bite to the Atlanta Braves. I mean, you already took Spencer Strider away from us for the entirety of the year. You already took Ronald Acuña Jr. away from us the entirety of the year. Sean Murphy was gone a long time. Austin Riley might not be coming back. Probably not coming back unless maybe we make a World Series run. And even then, he might not be coming back. Ozzy missed a lot of time. Michael Harris had to miss time again. Max Fried had to miss time. Ronaldo Lopez had to miss time. But the injury bug felt like it had to do one last hurrah. I guess the injury bug felt like he needed to take one last victory lap on the Braves season and just bite us one more time in the most inopportune time and bite the most inopportune player that we were planning to use. Not only in game two, but if not in game two, game one of the wildcard series tonight. But no. Chris Sale's out with back spasms. Just, goodness gracious. What did the Braves do? What did the Braves do to deserve all these injuries, man? I mean, I thought we were past it. I thought postseason, we can at least stay healthy with the guys that we got. Because we're already having to throw out, no shade, just truth, Gio Urshela, who has been very good as of late, I will say that. But I'd rather have Austin Riley. We're having a Ramon Laureano instead of a Ronald Acuña Jr. I'd rather have him, a Jorge Soler. Instead of a Ronald Acuña Jr., I'd rather have Acuña. But no. We got one last chunk taken out of us by the injury bug, and it being Chris Sale. Just goodness gracious. So right now, the status of Chris Sale is Brian Snicker told the media yesterday that he probably is not going to be available for the wildcard round. Now, I do not believe he was officially ruled out, but it is a very good chance that Chris Sale will not be able to pitch in the wild card round. Just, you can't make it up, man. Injuries have absolutely derailed the Braves season. They found a way to make the postseason, even with the injuries. It took them to the absolute last game of the season. Took them to game 162 to clinch, but they clinched. And now that they clinched, injury bug flaring right back up and impacting who has been our best player this year, I mean, Chris Sale, he won the Triple Crown in pitching. He should win the Cy Young. And now he might not even get to pitch in the postseason because of these back spasms. It's just unfortunate. I do hate it for Chris Sale, and obviously I hate it for the Braves. And I'm clearly frustrated about it, too, because these injuries have just been absolutely ridiculous this season for the Braves. And not only have we had injuries, but we've had injuries to the most significant players at the worst possible times as well. Just absolutely ridiculous, man. But Chris Sale, most likely not going to be available for the wildcard round. 404-726-0929. I'll take your calls on the Braves while we have a couple of minutes left. 404-726-0929. How are you feeling about their chances going up against the San Diego Padres in the wildcard round? Starting tonight, first pitch set for 8:30. There is still no word on who is going to pitch in game one for the Braves. Ian Anderson could be a candidate. You could also see somebody like Hurston Waldrop, the rookie, pitch for the Braves. And A.J. Smith-Shawver and Bryce Elder could also pitch for the Braves. Please, just no Bryce. Please, no Bryce. We've seen that movie 100 times at this point, and we know how it ends. Not good. So please, just no Bryce Elder. I'll take Ian, who he hasn't even pitched in the major since 2022. Honestly, I'll take him over Bryce, to be quite honest with you. AJ, I would like AJ Smith-Shawver. I would even take Hurston Waldrop. But Bryce Elder, the absolute last resort, in my opinion. All right, 404-726-0929. Let's go to the ATL and let's talk to Scott, man. Scott, how you doing this morning, man? How you feeling about the Braves right now, brother?
What's up, man? I don't know. I'm not super scared. I'm not as worried as I thought I would be. I will say this, though. If Chris Sale's having back spasms, is that not something you might consider pitching through when your entire season's on the line at this point? I mean, and I'm with you. If Bryce Elder pitches, bro, I'm not even going to watch the game. I can't. Bring Darius Vines back up or something.
Man, for real. Anybody but Bryce at this point. Anybody but Bryce. And Scott, I appreciate the phone call, brother. Have a great rest of your day, man. But to answer your question, Scott, I do think, and I saw from, I think it was Kelly Price. Shout out to Kelly Price, friend of the radio station, friend of the morning show, friend of the show as well. I think she put out that Chris Sale has, and I'm going to try to pull up the tweet now, as a matter of fact. But I think yesterday that she did put out that Chris Sale has apparently pitched through worse back spasms. Now, again, I'm going to try and confirm that here, and I'm going to try to pull up. Oh, and I just saw a tweet from Grant McCauley, too. I missed it. Anyway, I'm going to try and pull up the tweet from Kelly Price that I saw yesterday, because I did see something about, you know, him pitching through worse back spasms before. But let's see. Okay, here it is. So yesterday she said that Sale told the Braves, quote, so this is what Chris Sale told the Braves, quote, he has pitched with worse and, quote, had been ready to go. So apparently they are just not using Chris Sale and they're exercising caution. So maybe they're going to try and get through the wild card round and take their chances trying to get through the wild card round and not use Chris Sale. Because, I mean, if you can find a way to win game one with an Ian Anderson or a A.J. Smith-Shawver or Hurston Waldrop, again, please, no Bryce. No shade, just truth. But if you can find a way to win game one, then I think Max Fried will be ready for game two. I think at that point he'll have 5 days rest. And then I think after that you could go back to Charlie. Reynaldo Lopez pitched an inning of relief yesterday, so I'm not sure where he quite stands after going an inning. I feel like he could probably bounce back maybe, but I feel like if you get through game one, you can have Max go game two, maybe Charlie game three. So maybe that's their plan, and if they can get through to the DS, then maybe you have Chris Sale pitch game one of the DS, but we'll see. All right, let's get one more phone call here before we catch a quick break. Let's head out to my guy Skip in Decatur. Why here is Greater, man. Skip, what's going on, brother, man? How you feeling, brother?
What's going on, my brother? Hey, man, you got more confidence than I got. I'm a down hard Braves fan, man, but when they said Chris Sale's injured, man, my morale went down because I don't have no faith in Charlie Morton, man. When Charlie Morton come out there, it's already 3-0 for the first hit. So, and then you really depressing when you got down so naming all these players. I said, that's the same thing where we at with Chris Morton. Everybody you name is already outside of Anderson. Everybody you just named is already 3-0 for the first pitch. Mm. I don't have no confidence. When we pitched Lopez yesterday, I lost all confidence in the pitching staff. I thought we had Lopez and Freed going. I said, okay, we can get those two, but
right.
I don't have no faith in Charlie Morton, man. But yeah. I'm a pull with the boys. I'm a stick with them through thick and thin. I got my Braves gear on.
There you go.
We going to war.
There you go.
But I don't have no faith in Charlie. And Morton, man, we got to keep shooting, but hopefully we can get some offense going, man. That's all I got to say. We just got to get some offense going, my brother.
Yes, sir. Yeah.
I see you in day 1-3. I see that. Take it easy, my brother.
Hey, you know, it's like that, Skip, and I appreciate the phone call, brother. Hey, man, you know, I made some missteps this week in a couple of my fantasy leagues, so it is what it is. We're going to have to bounce back next week. But to Skip's point, he's absolutely right. If Charlie Morton is going in, you know, one of these series, the Braves better bring their bats because there could be a chance. Now, look, Charlie has stepped up, and if there's anybody that could pull a magic rabbit out of their hat and pitch an absolute gem in the postseason, it's Charlie Morton because he has the experience. He's been there before, but I just don't know if Charlie has that in him anymore as far as physically. I know mentally he can do it, but physically, I just don't know if Charlie Morton has that anymore in him. So we'll see. We'll find out. First pitch again tonight at 8:30. We'll find out, and we'll try and stay up to date and keep you up to date as far as who's going to be going game one for the Bravos against the Padres. Wild card series starting tonight. All right. When we come back here, a couple minutes from now on the Hometown Take, we got to talk a little Atlanta Falcons because talk about a short turnaround for the Braves. It's a short week for the Falcons, too. They're already turning the page to Tampa Bay. They take them on Thursday. By the way, you can hear that game right here on Sports Radio 92.9, the game, flagship station of your Atlanta Falcons. But quick turnaround for the Falcons. Raheem Morris getting the troops ready. We'll let you hear from him next here on Hometown Take, live in the Kia Studios with your boy Dylan Matthews on a Tuesday morning on Sports Radio 92.9, the game, in the Odyssey app.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. TNCs apply. In app only.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Reign. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
Back to your early morning sports fix.
Let's go, let's go.
This is the Hometown Take on Sports Radio 92.9, the game.
Sports Radio 92.9, the game. It is the Hometown Take, live in the Kia Studios with your boy Dylan Matthews here on a Tuesday morning. Hope you all are doing well. Shout out to all my overnighters, truck drivers, third shifters. Shout out to all my early morning, late night Uber and Lyft drivers. Shout out to all my early morning, late night limo drivers out there as well. Shout out to all the first responders protecting the city, the county, the state, the country. I appreciate you. Shout out to all my early gym goers getting them good endorphins flowing early this morning. Shout out to all my people already at work or on their way to work. Salute to you. I know the vibes. I'm right here with you. Shout out to all my early morning, late night hospital workers out there working around the clock, making sure the people get the good medicine, treatment, and care that they need. Shout out to all my early morning, late night dentists, dental workers, dental assistants out there, making sure the people keep their pearly whites nice, clean, and shiny this morning. Shout out to all my early morning, late night food industry workers serving up the good nourishment for all my early risers this morning. Shout out to all my early morning, late night vending machine technicians out there making sure the people can get their snack on early this morning. Shout out to all my early morning, late night UPS drivers, UPS workers, FedEx drivers, FedEx workers, Amazon drivers, Amazon workers, all my early morning, late night airport workers out there as well. Shout out to all my early morning, late night bus drivers out there riding around and getting it, making sure that people get from home to work and the kiddos get from home to school in a safe and timely manner. Shout out to all my early morning, late night local 728 transportation drivers in the film industry, all my 613 drivers out there, all my front and rear loading truck drivers, and of course, all my people listening in the bed right now as well. All right. The Atlanta Falcons, just like the Braves, got a short turnaround. They're starting playoff baseball tonight. The Braves, the Falcons, not as quick as a turnaround. Obviously, football and baseball, very much different. But the Falcons, nonetheless, have a quick turnaround as they will take on the Tampa Bay Buccaneers on Thursday. On Thursday night football, another prime time game for the Falcons, and hopefully the Falcons can win this one and go 2-1 in their primetime games thus far. Obviously, it beat the Eagles on Monday Night Football in a dramatic win, lost to the Kansas City Chiefs, and hopefully they can get back to their winning ways in primetime and take down the Bucs on Thursday. But that's not the only reason it's a big game, is because it's on primetime. That's actually one of the lower reasons on the totem pole. There's a lot bigger reasons the Falcons need to win this game. This game is for the early lead in the NFC South. Tampa right now at 3-1 after beating the Eagles on Sunday. Falcons obviously at 2-2 after beating the Saints on Sunday. Falcons, if you win, you go to 3-2. You take Tampa down to 3-2, and obviously you would hold the early tiebreaker. So this is for the early lead in the NFC South. And you want to get out to that head start as far as the NFC, because you win this game, you stay undefeated in the NFC, you would go to 3-0 in the NFC. You win this game, you would go to 2-0 in the NFC South, and you would just put yourself in such a good position as far as the NFC and playoff positioning. You would just give yourself a very, very good head start in the division, in the conference. And you get back over 502 overall, which is obviously good. So this is a huge game for the Falcons. Obviously the biggest game to date. They're all big, but this is the biggest game yet for the Atlanta Falcons. And it is going to be definitely a tough game. Baker Mayfield has been playing well. He looked really good against the Eagles. Eagles defense that has been shaky over the past couple of weeks since we've seen them on Monday Night Football. But the Falcons are going to have to try and fix a few things, though. Like, that offense has to be better. That offense has to produce. Because, again, this defense has been doing well, but this is a defense where they are very much a bend, don't break. After 4 weeks, we can say this defense is very bend, don't break defense. Now, hopefully they can get some turnovers. Hopefully they can get some pass rush. They haven't been great at getting any pass rush really throughout this season. Only 4 sacks through 4 games. Not great at all. So hopefully some pass rush can maybe put some extra pressure on the Tampa offense and help the defense out a little. Help the defense can help themselves a little bit by getting some pressure. Hopefully they can get some more turnovers. Obviously they got the pick 6 on Sunday, and that led to Matthew Judon getting in the passing lane and tipping the ball, and Trey Anderson was there, and he ran it back. So hopefully you can get more of those disruptive plays on defense that'll hopefully lead to turnovers, because you need that. But at the end of the day, this offense still has to be better. Offense still has to be more productive. And you're taking on a defense in Tampa Bay that Vita Vea, he's a problem. And he's definitely been a thorn in the side of the Falcons. He is just a big, powerful dude in the middle of that Tampa Bay front. And Ryan Noozle, he played well on Sunday against the Saints. He's going to have to put his big boy pants on, and he's going to have to play well against Vita Vea and the boys in Tampa Bay. And obviously, hopefully, I'm guessing he'll get some help from guys like Matthew Bergeron and Chris Lindstrom in the middle, too. I'm sure Vita Vea will probably see some double teams, but then that, you know, puts a little extra pressure on Jake Matthews, which I'm not too worried about Jake. And that puts a little extra pressure on Storm Norton as well, because those guys are probably going to have to deal with some one-on-one matchups if they do have to double-team Vita Vea. And if Ryan Noozle's solo with Vita Vea, well, Ryan Noozle's going to have to put his big boy pants on. So this front definitely can be troublesome for Tampa Bay, and it has given the Falcons problems in the past, and hopefully the Falcons can figure that out. So Falcons offense just has to be better. Obviously, they got to be a lot better on third down. Still not very good at all at third down. I think they're 10 of 32 this season on third down conversions. That's 26.32%, I believe it is. That's the number I saw. So a lot is going to have to get fixed. Now, it does seem like on the good, Kirk Cousins and Darnell Mooney, seems like their relationship is getting better. Their chemistry is getting really good. We're seeing them connect a lot more over the past 2.5 games, I like to call it. Drake London and Kirk still working things out. I don't know what's going on with Kyle Pitts, man. Kyle Pitts got to get involved. And to me, it's seeming like a Kyle Pitts problem right now. I don't think he's running routes to the best of his ability. I don't think he's being as physical as he could be on routes. So all that definitely has to change. But big game, very big game here for the Atlanta Falcons on Thursday. And we'll definitely talk a lot more about it tomorrow. We'll keep talking about the Braves as well, as they have their first playoff game tonight against the San Diego Padres in the wild card round. But when we come back here on the Hometown Take, we will wrap things up and hand things off to the morning shift. Tiffany Blackman back in the saddle, back from assignment, and she'll be with Bo Morgan and Mike Johnson per usual. The morning shift crew back together, and we'll see what they got coming up on a Tuesday edition of the morning shift right after this on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and the Odyssey app.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. TNCs apply. In app only.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.